SBS کردی روزنینی ششه وار و روزن یک شمه دوی دونیو رو یان گهلدانا برای اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Rez Gardi is a former refugee, a lawyer, 2017 Young New Zealander of the Year, human rights activist, gender equality and refugee rights activist. Rez has recently graduated from Harvard University School of Law. Rez, welcome to SBS Kurdish and congratulations on your latest achievement.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Rez, I believe you got quite a few offers from universities abroad. What made you choose Harvard?
I think for me it was the reputation of Harvard Law School, the courses on offer, the professors that I wanted to work with who are world-renowned lawyers and academics, and in particular the practical component of the study that Harvard Law School offers, which many other law schools don't, the opportunity for students to engage in many different practice areas and get an opportunity to represent real clients and figure it out what area of law they're most passionate about. So yeah, for me it was a number of these things which made Harvard Law stand out as the perfect choice to pursue my master's.
Had it always been a dream to go to Harvard?
I think it was a very faraway dream for me for a long time. Obviously, growing up, I'd heard about Harvard and I had come across it when I was going to law school in New Zealand. But to be honest with you, I couldn't say that it was a dream at first because it didn't seem possible. It was only a few years ago that I was visiting Harvard campus while I was in the US, and I was walking around Harvard Law School campus and I walked into a classroom which happened to be open. I was one of hundreds of tourists walking around mesmerized by the university and pretending to be a student when I was sitting in the classroom because the idea of me studying there seemed so far away and ridiculous. But there was a turning point for me during that trip. I remember standing out at the Harvard Law School sign, and I asked a random passerby to take a photo of me. And he took the photo, but then he asked very casually, "Do you go here?" And I don't know why, but I was trembling with fear. And I, at that moment, just whispered to myself, "No, but I will." It was that moment that I thought, I'm going to do everything in my power to come back here, and this time as a real student. And I didn't know if it was possible, but I knew that I was going to do everything that I could to see if I could at least try.
What was the most challenging part of it?
The most challenging aspect for me, aside from studying a completely new law, obviously US law, was a case that I was working on representing, without giving too much details, but basically concerning mass human rights violations of some events that had happened in Colombia in the late 80s and 90s, and getting these statements from these people and being part of a real huge case that actually had impact for so many lives. I found that incredibly challenging yet rewarding, but knowing that the work that we were doing was actually going to affect real people. It wasn't just studying, it wasn't just academic. We were working on a real case for real people. I found that very challenging and rewarding.
We've spoken about the challenging part. Now, what was the highlight of your experience?
The highlight was definitely the opportunities that were available on campus. There was not a single day that there wasn't some, you know, world-class speaker or a president of a country or an entrepreneur that was on campus giving a talk. So there were so many events with inspirational people. There were so many student-led organizations for basically every single interest that you can think of. There were cultural groups, religious groups, different areas of law that you could participate in terms of practice groups. There were just so many things on campus that you couldn't go a day without being involved with new people, interesting ideas, very powerful, moving ideas and inspirational leaders from all around the world. That was definitely the most exciting aspect for me.
As we've mentioned, you've finished your degree. Now, in what ways will your degree help your career?
During my master's at Harvard Law School, I studied and focused particularly on international law, human rights and refugee law. This was something that wasn't that common in universities in New Zealand. So for starters, it gave me an opportunity to explore those areas in more detail and to be able to pursue a career in those fields. But I think the exposure I had to the cases that I worked on through the practical clinics that were on offer prepared me really well to get into real human rights work and cases and have an understanding of what to expect. Previously, I'd worked in commercial litigation. We worked in very high-stake cases, but commercial litigation is very different to working on cases defending human rights or human rights litigation. I think it's prepared me in that sense.
As a young woman and of Kurdish background, what would you like to say to the Kurdish youth, whether being in New Zealand or Australia?
I think I wanted to point out that obviously Harvard is an institution that is really recognised, but the reason I wanted to study there is much bigger than that. I wanted to study there because of all the barriers, the stereotypes and the assumptions that I wanted to crush to prove that people like me, former refugees, people from marginalized communities, Kurdish communities, and other marginalized groups around the world could dream bigger than the constraints of our identity and experiences allowed, and to empower others to do the same. So really my message is to encourage young people all around the world, and especially those listening in New Zealand and Australia, that they have the potential to do whatever it is that they put their mind to, and to just keep fighting. Wherever there is barriers, wherever there are difficulties and adversities that they're facing, there's an opportunity to break those barriers and exceed expectations. And I just want to encourage young people to dream bigger than they've ever dreamed before.
Rez, what are your plans for the future, or what projects have you got for the future?
Now that I've finished studying, I am pursuing a human rights fellowship. The work we're doing is gathering evidence for the prosecution of ISIS. So that's the project that I'll be working on. I'll be based in the US and in the Kurdish region of Iraq for the next year, building a case against ISIS. I'm just taking a break visiting family in New Zealand, and then in the next month I'll be starting that. So I'm really excited to start using my skills to hopefully contribute to the struggles of the Yazidi and fight for their rights.
Rez Gardi, thank you for your time, and thank you for talking to us on SBS Kurdish. We wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.